Hello today. Welcome to the greatest year in music history, the only podcast about the greatest year in music history. I'm John.
And I'm Jen. And if you're new here, we're currently discussing the second greatest year in music history, which is 1995.
Correct.
First greatest year is 97.
Also correct.
Referring to season one of this podcast. Today, we're talking about 311's self-titled album.
Two self-titled albums in a row. Two blue albums in a row.
Whoa.
But none were Weezer.
Right. Interesting. So that blue album, the OG blue album, came out in 94?
That's true, yeah.
Huh. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. So where'd you first... Well, we kind of talked about this in season one because Transistor. But we're going to talk about it again.
Yeah, I think this... record was the first time I heard 311.
Right.
I think all of us, really, with the Down single.
Right.
In video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was actually trying to remember if we told this story the first season or not. Go listen to it if you haven't already. Or listen to it again. I think this was my first CD I bought with my own money.
Oh.
But I bought it from a neighborhood friend for $5. I don't know why they would sell it, but I bought it from the friend.
Wait, are you stealing my story?
No, it's a
We have the exact same story?
Yes.
Was the friend's name Sunshine?
No. It was a neighbor's grandson who was my age. I think his name was David.
Okay.
And we would play basketball.
Did we discover this in season one?
I don't remember.
What?
Maybe. Is this a shocking revelation?
I think. So the first time, this was the first CD I ever owned as well, along with Tragic Kingdom.
I was going to say, I always thought it was No Doubt, so I didn't think about it.
No.
But it was both?
I bought both CDs from a girl at school named Sunshine.
Did she at least offer you like some kind of 2 by 2 get one deal?
No, but, well, yes. Well, it was $5 for the two of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I paid twice that much.
Wow.
For one of them.
What the hell? I didn't know that. Why are we only buying bootleg
311 self-titled albums?
I seriously wondered before knowing your story if like I didn't have the courage to ask my mom to go buy a CD at the age of 10.
Oh, I'm sure I didn't either. I think this was, if memory serves me right, we were just listening to it while playing basketball.
Oh.
And I was like, this is really cool. And he was like, I'll sell it to you for $5.
Wow.
And I said, you got yourself a deal.
Entrepreneur.
And I said, put it there.
Dang.
I didn't say that at age 10. But yeah, this is the first
CD you ever owned?
At least that I bought with my, I mean, quote unquote, own money.
Oh, right.
I didn't have a job back then.
Oh, okay.
But I imagine... I had other CDs. I'm sure I did have the courage to ask, but like this one, you know, had
just,
a parental advisory sticker. You couldn't ask.
See?
At age 10.
I know. Wow. Okay. I can't believe how similar our stories are.
In the same small-ish
town.
Texas city.
Selling bootleg 311 CDs
yeah.
on the streets.
Do you think they were in business together?
Shout out to Sunshine and David.
Yeah.
Yep.
David was just visiting. I never saw him again. What if he didn't even exist?
Okay. This is crazy.
Because I had a neighbor across the street. And yeah, like it was like his grandson was visiting.
Oh.
And I think he told my parents like, oh, hey, I my grandson visiting. I think he's the same age as me.
Wow.
So we hung out like the week he visited.
Okay.
In the summer of
never again.
95 or whatever.
Yeah.
Crazy. What a time.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Cool story.
Yeah.
That you stole. Just kidding. Amazing. Okay. So listening to it this past week, what'd you think? Does it still rule as hard as it did in the summer of 95?
I was actually shocked at how much I love listening to it.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
So... And catchy and infectious. And I ended up listening to it more times front to back, I think, than others.
Yeah.
That we've covered this season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I still really loved it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yes, I'd have to agree. I think it's a really feel-good album. I think we could talk about it right now. So would you say it's a no skip?
Well, no.
Oh.
I'd still skip a few.
Ouch. All
so right. My hot take this time, I have two hot takes.
Okay.
One has to do with it not being a no skip. I never really vibed that much with All Mixed Up.
Oh my God.
Personally. However,
no.
My other hot take is that even if other songs might be, in my opinion, skippable or whatever, mm-hmm. every single song has a really, not just really cool and fun, but heavy metal guitar riff.
Oh.
Every song. It doesn't matter if it's up tempo, if it's slow, rapping. Or they're rapping, or they're rocking, or it's reggae, or it's whatever. Every song has like this really fun, heavy riff that I want to learn how to play.
Wow.
Every single song. It was so impressive.
Okay. I guess I never really listened that hard to notice.
And that's all I listen for. Because I famously don't care about lyrics, but I only care about chunky guitar riffs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, what do you think as far as no skip?
I don't know. While I was listening to it, I have to say, I don't think I'd skip any of them. Because
yeah.
they're all feel good in their own way, in my opinion. And it's just like a good...
Mm-hmm.
Like good front to back. There's not yeah. really anything so different or weird that I'm like, next please, you know.
Mm-hmm. There were a few maybe I thought were a little filler towards the end, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, it's not my favorite, but All Mixed Up is still like endlessly catchy.
Okay.
It's just not my favorite song. So hearing listening to the record a few times, I was kind of like, okay, well, I've heard this so many times.
Oh.
I heard it once.
I can't believe you said I don't vibe with All Mixed Up.
I don't really vibe with it, you know?
That's all it is, though. Vibes. Wow.
And they're not for me.
It's fine.
Not really.
It's fine.
I think it's missing more heavy guitar in the background for me to,
yeah.
to truly love it.
Could be.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, do you have a favorite song or lyric or chunky guitar
well
part?
I mean every song has a sick riff.
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so fun. I think we've already beat that to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, not overplayed for me, Down. Like mm-hmm. Down still holds up.
Yeah,
you know. There's like it's not like the first rap rock, because we had Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, literally, you had your Run DMC, Aerosmith. You know,
oh yeah, those
10 years prior.
Yeah.
But it was so different at the time. It felt that way anyway,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, so Down still really holds up. I mean, I wrote down a lot of songs, so maybe I don't know if we just talk about it song by song. I mean, what do you?
Yeah, I have a list of my favorites from like most favorite to.
Okay.
Okay, but I like the whole album.
Yes.
But let's see. No, my favorite song is actually Hive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which wasn't a single, which let's say it right here. There were three singles from this album. Down, All Mixed Up, and Don't Stay Home was a single.
Right. Actually, I had no idea that was a single.
Me either. I don't think it got any radio play.
Not really, no.
But anyway, Hive is my number one favorite song. It's so fun to sing along to. And some of the lyrics are some of my favorites.
Oh, well, of course.
You know my favorite. They have a ton of like clever...
Yeah.
Not even sarcastic, just flat
almost
out.
Almost like puns, but sort of, or just
yeah.
like fun rhyming.
Yeah.
Very so, playful.
Yes. So my favorite lyric is from Hive. It's when he says, "You're all up in my mix," like
You can't effing, even say it.
I can't. Well, I don't want to get dinged for a curse word.
We don't. Yeah.
But you're all up in my mix like effing Betty Crocker.
That's pretty good.
It's so.
I thought you were going to say. I thought you were just going to say the. It's 95 and we go for the hive.
Oh, yeah. That one's good.
Yeah. Which I think they refer to their like rehearsal space as the hive.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Do they refer to their fans as the hive too?
Hivettes?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I should look into that. Anyway, Hive is my number one favorite. Two is all mixed up. Three is down. Four is random.
Okay, random I wrote down as one of my favorites as well.
Same.
So I don't know how really to describe it, but there's two things I pieced together that are so interesting here. So you have the juxtaposition between Nick and SA vocally that's so just gets in your head, you know, it's infectious.
Yeah.
And it's so catchy.
Yeah.
So it's hard to not love how they harmonize together or how they go off of each other.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes one will be saying like a chant in the background while the other one is singing or rapping or vice versa, and they switch off, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
And then also Nick's vocal effects. So there's a ton of like I think the effect's called chorus that gives it that he has that sound. It doesn't sound very human, but it's obviously it's not auto-tune or anything.
Wow.
But it's like it's chorus, there's tons of reverb and then a little bit of delay, and it just when he says isn't that random or when he says any other lyric, it just sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Mixed with those chunky guitar riffs. I don't know. I just like, I was kind of blown away really by this record.
They found some sort of cheat code in the mixing.
Yes.
And the, you know, sounds and tunes that they, it's so cool. I know. Do you know what SA stands for? In Doug's name?
San Antonio, or some people use SA as a way to talk about something terrible we won't even need to get into.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Spooky apparition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Spooky apparition?
Leave a comment and a rating.
Okay.
Spooky apparition.
Oh, I was...
Doug Spooky Apparition Martinez.
I'm sorry, his name is Doug?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why another one of my favorite lyrics, which I have to ask, is 311 one of the first bands to refer to themselves repeatedly? Like...
Well, I mean, hip-hop, it's...
Yeah, that's true.
Done a lot there.
X to the Z exhibit.
I think 311 was before exhibit, but, well, maybe, who knows?
And I know Limp Bizkit does it. They came later. But every other... No, not every, that's a little too... I'm exaggerating. But I think it's in Hive. It's SA that says, I hear voices say, hey, that's Doug Martinez.
Oh, okay.
And then Nick says, because I'm Nick Hexum, the one who knows about things.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think like traditionally in hip-hop, it's a way to...
Sell yourself. Say
yes, like it's kind of your calling card. Like you referred, especially when you have a ton of different people on a record like or on a song.
Like I'm Slim Shady.
Right. Or like there's approximately 48 people in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, right.
Well, you should probably say who you are so people go, ooh, I really love that person's voice. I really love that rhyme that one person said.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know, ah, yes, that was Method Man or something.
Yeah.
Or Doug.
Oh, man. Such a good point. 98 members in Wu.
We'll try. Yeah, the number just keeps growing. It's 115 members
in Wu Tang. Wow,
that's a lot.
Okay, sorry, a lot of tangents there. But do you have a favorite guitar part in any?
It's hard to choose. I definitely wanted to single out Misdirected Hostility.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite song, but there's this really cool guitar part, and it's so cool. He plays it in the verse and the chorus.
Oh.
Just, it keeps, it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
But not really in a bad way.
Yeah.
I really like Purpose.
Me too.
So that's like proto Amber, except it's actually a good song.
Oh my God.
Amber is not a good song.
I so agree.
And it has like that soft reggae style.
Mm-hmm.
And then it switches into really heavy riffs in the chorus again, just like almost every song does.
It's so cool. One thing I noticed real quick, and then you can keep going. The vibes are usually chill, right? Especially in Transistor, their next album in season one. But this one too. However, I noticed in two, maybe three songs on this album, Nick is pissed about something.
Okay.
At the end of DLMD, Don't Let Me Down.
Yes. He's so mad they don't even spell it out.
He is.
They don't have time.
Mad.
Okay.
What are the lyrics? There's a curse.
He doesn't want to be let down.
That's true. There's a curse word that, so I won't be able to repeat it exactly, but I'm pulling it up. Very end of.
Is it like the one Jewel uses?
DLMD. No. Okay. He says, if you hurt her again, I'll F you up.
Whoa.
And he repeats it four times.
Ooh.
And you can hear the emotion in his, if you hurt her again, I'll F you up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't mess with him.
Don't.
What, didn't we have some kind of story in season one where he did get into like a fight with someone?
No. Well, yes, but it was in the Creed episode.
Yes.
Did
he beat up Scott Stapp or something?
He did.
Okay.
They got in a fight.
Hasn't everyone at one point? Okay. Well, we don't need, that's a different. Go revisit that episode if you want to talk about it. I also really like the song Loco, which is, I was like, oh, it's, you know, crazy. I don't know. No, the whole thing's about shrooms. but that one has a really cool, like time signature change in the chorus.
Oh, okay.
And it just, it's this little like thing they do to switch it up and the guitar gets really fast. That's probably my favorite riff.
Nice.
Which I'm like dying to want. I want to go run upstairs and like try to learn how to play it. It just sounds so like intricate, but not so intricate that I couldn't play it because I'm not that great, you know?
Oh.
But, and then, I mean, Don't Let Me Down.
I know.
Like
it's that, good.
I didn't know it was, like we mentioned, we didn't know it was a single, but...
Oh, wait, Don't Stay Home?
Or don't Stay Home, sorry.
Don't Stay Home.
Yes.
Same, that's one of my faves,
and
too.
I didn't know, I didn't really know it, and it's just like, wow, this is so underheard.
So underheard, so catchy.
Yeah.
It has been stuck in my head all week. I really liked it.
It might be my favorite song.
Oh.
On the album? I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think it's so catchy. And it's not anyone that I'd heard 5,000 times before, like Down or All Mixed Up, you know?
Yeah.
And then TNP Combo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is, I believe, Tim and Peanut. Tim, guitarist, Peanut, bassist.
That's what I was thinking, but I couldn't find anywhere to confirm it. But
and
yeah.
It's just like they're... I got the sense that were they just like really in the pocket, just like grooving?
Yeah.
And they just said, let's just record it and have SA do
anything
over a verse
it.
Over it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's definitely the heaviest song.
Mm-hmm.
They're really going for it. And I think that's how this album ends.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the last song. And it's just, man. It's just so cool. I don't know.
Agreed.
Just so surprised at how well it held up.
Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't have been surprised.
Well, I'll save what I was about to say. Let's talk about their music videos.
Yes.
They only had three for the three singles. Don't Stay Home. Had never seen it before.
Never in my life.
They are in what is I think they're trying to make it seem as if they're in a cold setting.
Right, but it's a beach.
But it's a beach, and it definitely does not actually look cold. They're just wearing these very heavy jackets.
But under the jackets, they're not wearing shirts.
Right. So I don't know if it was truly like, this will pass for being cold.
No, because then I don't think so.
Okay. Because
aren't they in the water towards the end?
Yeah.
But it's the whole thing is there's a lot of, I guess, I don't even know. It's not homage. I can't tell if it's a bit mm-hmm. or if they're doing it serious as a parody. Oh. But it's kind of like the Under the Bridge.
To the Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers video.
Yeah.
But no body paint.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all in like matching outfits with like long shorts, no shirt, Doc Martens.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes with heavy winter coats and sometimes just playing live with no coats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really, it's funny. I mean, it's silly.
Yeah. And there's a blue hue over the entire video to make it also look cold or something.
Or is it that for everyone else it looks like a beach, but because we live in Colorado, we just assume it's like snow.
Oh, maybe.
Because it's still winter-ish here for the next maybe up to 2 months. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. But it wasn't bad. Like, the quality was kind of there.
Yeah, it was very, like, quick, hyper-fast editing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 3 or 4 frames, edit, and you can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah.
Which is very 90s music video.
True.
But they're out there, and then on the beach, and playing live, and then in the water.
In their coats.
In their coats.
Canada Goose coats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shiny coats,
which
it looked kind of cool.
It
made me kind of want to get one of those Canada Goose coats.
Well, and it made me wonder if Deftones took influence or inspo from this video for the My Own Summer video in '97, 2 years later.
Oh, like this plus Jaws equals My Own Summer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because isn't Chino wearing a big coat on top of the...
On top of like a buoy?
The cage?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then the sharks come.
Yeah.
That's a great video.
It is.
This is about 311. So we got two other videos.
Oh, hi. the video for All Mixed Up. I truly don't remember ever seeing this video. When we were watching it the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never seen this in my life.
It seemed familiar to me at first. Something about the room they were in. They're kind of like waking up, getting ready, and then, but it's like two of the guys are going one way, three of the other guys are going different way. But then the more things happen, the more it seemed like I'd never seen it.
Yeah.
Like, is this the one where Nick is in the cab?
Yes.
With the silver ball necklace.
The ball and chain.
Yeah.
So cool. 95. I swear. Take me back. Yeah. They're in the taxi, and then they end up just meeting up in the street, and then I can't remember what does it.
Well, it culminates in them playing live.
Right. So now they're a band.
Yes.
Because they met up in the street and in the taxi.
Right.
And
311. So three of them were going one way, and then the other one was 2, 1, and 1.
Whoa.
Okay. Sorry.
Taking it way too
I'm
deep.
all mixed up. Oh, I did read, speaking of All Mixed Up, I did read that Nick said the title of the song came from an interview he saw with Elvis.
Oh.
Or I guess a reporter or someone asked Elvis about, like, how are you dealing with, you know, being so famous so quickly?
Okay.
And Elvis said that it had him feeling all mixed up.
Wow.
Don't know what to do. I don't know about the don't know what to do, but the all mixed up, apparently, that was like the quote.
I love it.
Which is interesting. Because 311 wasn't really famous until after this came out. But he was still all mixed up, that is.
Yeah. Huh.
Who knows?
Interesting.
But it's not like this was their first record, though. They had already...
Yeah.
That's another thing in common with last week's episode, Collective Soul.
Collective Soul.
It was a self-titled blue album that was not their debut album, but was their second album.
Crazy.
But I think first, like, major label for each.
Yeah.
So maybe it made sense then to do a self-titled.
I think so.
Both are great. Yeah. Anyway.
And then the music video for Down, I remembered like the back of my hand. That one used to be played on MTV a lot. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, they're playing, it's live footage mixed with a floating Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with like a funhouse mirror effect. Right. And then at another point, Nick is like just a floating head,
mm-hmm.
Singing, looking into the camera.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then later, I think they're all meditating, and then Nick floats away.
Yeah.
And then the Buddha's not there, but Nick isn't there either.
Yeah.
And Essay's in a really like flashy button down or polo.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a through line. I think one of them he's like in a green one. One of them videos he's in an orange one.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, a neon orange polo. Yes. Wear it.
All the power.
Keep going. I hope you're still wearing it now.
Yes.
I want one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been influenced by SA.
A Canada Goose over a neon polo.
Oh, it's called fashion.
That's true.
Cool. So, yeah, those are their music videos. I do recommend.
Yeah, definitely put them on.
The Down one.
Yes.
I love that video.
They're all great.
Yeah.
For nostalgia purposes.
Yes.
Of, yes, the 90s. I have no idea what's going on. It's shot in 480p. And
95.
Here we are.
Yeah. Everything, not everything, but every few seconds it's blurry for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a choice, not because the shot's blurry.
Right. As a choice.
It's very purposeful.
Intentional.
Yeah.
Should we talk about ever seeing them live, even though we kind of already did in season one?
Yes, you can go listen to our 311 episode season one for the full story, but we did see them live because, of course, Jen won a contest.
I did.
As you often do. But it was really cool because I don't think, had we seen them before then?
No.
That was our first time?
That was our first time seeing them. I remember.
That was like 6 years ago, maybe?
That was half the reason I entered the contest. I'm like, yeah, I'll just enter this because we've never seen them.
Why not go to a show for free? And then it turned out to be two shows.
It was two shows.
Which I didn't know, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
Until it was like
the day of or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were coming to town anyway. We had almost bought tickets to one of the shows just to go because, again, hadn't seen them yet.
Yeah.
And then I entered the contest and won, and they played a small venue like in downtown.
Yeah.
And it was so intimate and cool, and we got there early, and so we got... Were we in a special section?
Well, part of the contest was like the VIP.
Oh, okay.
So we got literally like the first seat or whatever, first like standing position on like balcony railing.
Yeah.
Really close to stage in one of these, you know, old theaters. It's now a venue.
Yeah.
And it was so cool.
They're so good live, and you can just feel the fun and they still enjoy it. And didn't they bring out bongos and have like a bongo off?
I think so.
Or something. Or drums.
A bongo off.
Bongo is a drum. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Some sort of percussion off.
Yeah, but that was cool.
And then the next night, unless it was the opposite order, I don't really remember. But then the next night they played Red Rocks.
Yep.
Which, for those that don't know, Red Rocks is a world-renowned
venue.
Outdoor amphitheater, literally carved into rocks.
Rock
formation.
It's very cool.
And because of the rocks, it has this insane acoustics because the sound is just bouncing, you know, up into the seats, but also off the sides of the walls.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this, I think, in last season, but the thing that blew me away is that they had the same energy playing Red Rocks, which is, I don't know, it's 10 to 15,000 people seats.
So. Yeah.
They brought that same energy to the small venue.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, it's a small intimate thing, so they're going to kind of like play a stripped down set or play it acoustic, or that would be very boring for me.
Yeah.
I would have been just, I don't know, on my phone. Yeah. But to bring the same energy you do to hype up a crowd of 10 to 15,000 mm-hmm. in a place that only seats a few hundred
right.
was so incredible to me.
I know.
They're I just, so good. I loved that they did that because their whole thing is all about the fans. They do so much for their
yeah.
fans. All these, you know, yeah. it was 311 day, of course.
Oh, yeah. The other day, happy 311.
Yes. And all the different, the live streams during COVID and like all this stuff. So yeah. it was really cool to see the show we got to see, or see the show in the way we got to see them.
Yeah. Yeah. Very cool. So how do you think it compares to their other albums? I know we talked about this a little bit.
Well, I think that's the question, right? Like,
I know.
If you rank their best albums, do you rank this as one, Transistor is two, or Transistor is one and this is two? That's really the only question. Although I do like Sound System. I remember buying that CD.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
like late 90s.
Yeah, 99.
Yeah.
I can't, I don't know. I might actually not be able to pick. It's a tie for me.
I would say, and fans of the show, of which there are hopefully many, will know I go by the numbers. Transistor has 400 songs on it.
Yeah.
And this doesn't. This is like a clean 40 minutes and out.
Oh, true.
So I might give this the edge of being better. It's not better, though.
Yeah.
But is it better, quote unquote, of like, in the sense that it has more able to listen to it front to back. I'm more able to listen to it.
Yes.
That's on true. Repeat or whatever over time mm-hmm. rather than, oh man, am I going to get through 21 songs on Transistor?
Right.
That said, they do have like Beautiful Disaster and
I know.
Et cetera. I yeah, know. It's a tough one.
It's tough, but I hear you.
I might give the edge to this one here and now, but if I were to listen to Transistor in a few hours, I might say something different. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
All right.
I'm all mixed. Never mind. Don't finish that.
Well, I heard your hot take on All Mixed Up, was anything overplayed?
To me, other than that, no. I mean, we kind of mentioned this with Collective Soul, too. Like, Down was played a lot, but I never...
Right.
I was like, I'm here. I'm here for it. Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Same. I could listen to it all day.
Therefore, not overplayed.
Right.
I guess, right?
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't overplayed for me at all.
Yeah.
I could listen to it all the time. When it comes on, I get very happy.
Yeah.
If it's just like on the radio.
You get down.
I do get down.
Yeah. Any other final thoughts? Or we could just get into ratings.
Yeah. I'd say 91 out of 95. I just love this okay. album. I love them. It's all feel good. It's just, yeah.
Nice.
It's good. What yeah. about you?
I wrote down an 89.
Okay, pretty close.
The highest B+ you can get. But yeah, I mean, it's the same reason. Like, it's endlessly catchy.
Yeah.
I love the riffs. I want to go learn them right now.
Yep.
Not a perfect score, but that's hard to do.
Right.
But yeah, I think we're pretty
equal
on the same page there mm-hmm. about.
Yeah.
I didn't so. Give it an A, but that doesn't really matter. But I think with that, that'll do it for this week.
Podcasts and Pocket Casts.
And stay tuned for next week where we go punk and we'll be covering Rancid's record and Out Come the Wolves.
Nice.
See you next week.